And you're not, and you're, and you, heaven knows how many different ways there are to cause, to bring an abortion about. Not just through progesterone or whatever the morning after pill, whatever the poison that thing has in it. There are all manners of ways to bring it out. You put that in perspective now. That's an awful lot of pregnancies that are terminated. And I bet many women don't find out about it till after the fact.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a disservice to women as well as a disservice to their babies.
Isn't it a disservice? This is kind of personal here, folks. Laura Ricketts is with Alice Paul, the group, mm-hmm. but she is, in her capacity here, is directing the second annual Pro-Life Women's Conference. I did in what's called natural family planning mm-hmm. with my former wife back in the 1990s. If you don't know anything about it, if you had a good teacher, then it works in the affirmative as well as in the negative. So people are going like, oh, I can't believe you, Captain Conservative Catholic, that you would even... Well, there's also a way to use it to make babies.
Right.
Do you know what the heck you're doing? And you're doing NFP. You can narrow it down to four. You got 4 or 5 day window there, bammo. And that's how we used it, was to make babies. Now, again, this is personal stuff here, but I learned some things about female anatomy that I did not know. And one of them is that, ladies, girls, if you don't know when you're fertile, either you've been misled or you're in denial, one of the two. Because it's not hard to tell from what I understand. Where's that education process coming in at?
You know, it's going to be really great this year at this conference because we're going to have pro-life physicians who are going to be speaking.
Oh, good.
And one of them, Dr. Marguerite Duane, she runs FACTS. It's FACTS.
Mm-hmm.
And her mission is to bring together different pro-life, pro-woman, pro-fertility organizations, all the different NFP practitioners, and collaborate to bring that science to mainstream medicine. Because really, as a woman, I can't tell you how many times I've been to a doctor and been like, look, I chart, this is my chart, this is, and the doctor's like, that doesn't work.
Oh, yes, it does.
You know, and I'm sitting there like, oh, you want to bet?